When public officials talk about bird flu, they often quote a scary statistic about the known human cases so far. Listen to Dr. Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization, President Bush, and Dr. Anne Schuchat of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
More than half of these were fatal.
That's a fatality rate of about 50%.
A fatality of around 50%.
This 50% figure sounds terrifying, but scientists say it has little bearing on what's likely to happen in an actual pandemic, NPR's John Hamilton reports.
It's worth noting that flu experts pretty much ignore the 50% figure when they're estimating how many people might die if the bird flu virus mutates and starts to spread easily from person to person. Dr. Anthony Fauci directs the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says the figure goes against all scientists' experience with flu viruses.
We have never, in our wildest dreams, seen that in our history, where you have something that spreads rapidly throughout the world and kills 50% of the people. Even with the infamous 1918 pandemic, we didn't even come close to a 50% mortality. It was more like 1.5 to 2%.
Of the people who got it, that is. Of course, even that was enough to kill tens of millions of people worldwide. Fauci says viruses usually weaken as they spread, and there's no reason to think that won't be true for the current bird flu.
It is highly, highly likely that it will decrease its mortality and its virulence for humans, because from an evolutionary standpoint, it makes no sense for viruses to kill all their hosts.
That would amount to viral suicide. Another problem with the 50% figure is that it's based on mortality among people who got very sick and were tested for bird flu.
There probably are milder cases of illness, as well as people who have no symptoms whatsoever.
Dr. Tim Uecki is a medical epidemiologist at the CDC. He says death rates from viruses like West Nile and SARS seemed very high at first, but they declined once doctors began finding the people who got milder cases. Uecki says there is already some evidence that the current bird flu virus, known as H5N1, doesn't make everyone it infects severely ill. When H5N1 surfaced in Hong Kong in 1997, it appeared to kill about a third of the people it infected. But Uecki says a study of poultry workers there told a different story.
Among market poultry workers, about 10% had antibodies to H5N1 virus, suggesting that they had been infected, but these were people who never were identified as severe cases, had never been hospitalized.
So the actual death rate from bird flu in Hong Kong may have been much lower than it seemed. Even if 50% mortality is too high, it's hard to know what the right number is. One reason is that H5N1 isn't following the rules so far, at least in animals. Dr. Frederick Hayden of the University of Virginia just got back from a series of bird flu meetings in Southeast Asia.
This virus so far has not shown any diminution in virulence for birds or for mammalian hosts. And if anything, again, we're seeing evidence of increased pathogenicity.
So scientists are making educated guesses. Anthony Fauci says the public and policymakers need numbers, even if they're tentative.
There's a 5% chance of this or a 10% chance of that, or a 2% mortality is a worst-case scenario. The one thing that you learn with infectious diseases, particularly with influenza, because influenza is a particularly bad actor in this regard, it is really quite unpredictable.
Fauci says public health officials are preparing for the worst. But that's a mortality rate that is closer to 2% than 50%. John Hamilton, NPR News.
To track the spread of human bird flu infections so far, go to npr.org.